All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my loves.
How is it going?
Pretty good. How about you? How was your week?
Well, let's say it. New week, new tea.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what the fuck are we saying? New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you, kiki with we.
Thank you for reminding us. Because I'm like, girl, what you about to do?
Because if I forget, we won't say it. And as soon as I start talking about my week, weekend.
It's done. So, yeah. How was your weekend and week?
Last weekend was lit. Oh, we talked about it.
We did?
Mm-hmm. When we went to dinner and we went to brunch.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Oh, yeah, because we came here. Got
but
it. We did.
This week has been fucking work has had its foot on my neck. Okay. I've barely been able to come up for air. I'm like, listen. I haven't fake worked in months.
Yeah.
It's giving real work.
It's giving new position.
I mean, God.
Yeah. Hopefully next week is a little easier.
I doubt it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't look like it ever gets easy.
Well, shit.
But we did some exciting things over for the podcast that I'm really excited about. Mm-hmm. New ventures.
Yeah. New things.
The girls are moving.
New things on the platform.
The girls are moving.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So I'm super excited and feeling alive.
Good.
When it comes to that.
Yes.
How was your week?
My week was good. White man gigged it. I actually went out midweek on Wednesday.
How was that?
That was nice. Mm-hmm. It's been a really, really long time since I was like at a club in Hollywood, but it was cool. Andres has never been to Hollywood, which I thought was crazy. Never, ever, ever.
How?
Ever. Actually, he said he's DJed one. He DJed a rooftop Mama Shelter one time, but he's never been to a club in Hollywood because you know that's not like a club.
Mama no, that's not a club. It's a little restaurant.
Right. He's never been.
He's never been to a Hollywood club. That's never. Like a rite of passage.
Never. Never. He was all looking around. I'm like, babe, act like you've been here before.
I've been in and out of them like an alley cat.
Girl, never. He's never been. Because he was like, the first time I'm doing Hollywood like this. And I was like what?
Right.
I was like, what does that mean? Like at night, together with a partner, what?
Right,
he was like
what?
Yeah, he was like, nah, I just never have done it. And I'm like... I'm like, okay, you're brand new here. So that was cool. Went out for a couple hours, had some drinks, came back home. And then, you know, the week kind of concluded. Today is really my Wednesday because I work this weekend and I hate that for me. But it is what it is. I think the weekend's going to be fun.
Same.
We're really out of that pandemic.
Bitch, way
out. We're out. We say goodbye.
We know we're out. We are sipping on pina coladas today. It's not milk.
Yeah.
If you're watching video, we are on YouTube. We are sipping on pina coladas. Cheers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mom be like,
so what it is giving milk vibes though, but it's
my
not.
Mom be like, so what are you doing this? She just loves me being booked.
Good.
She's like, yeah, I love that for you. I'm mm-hmm. like, me too, queen.
Mm-hmm. So, like I was saying, I think this weekend is going to be fun.
Same.
We'll talk about it, I guess, next weekend.
Yeah, we'll let you all know how it went down.
When we recap.
Yeah. So, I guess moving right on into the ratings and the reviews. You know, I hate giving y'all kudos because every time we come on here and give you kudos, there's a fall off.
You act like you don't got no sense.
And I don't like that.
Yeah, no.
Last week, you guys did not show up. You just didn't. Calling a spade a spade.
Yeah.
Some of the girlies did show up. I'm not going to negate the ones who did show up because we appreciate y'all.
But it doesn't matter because you guys work as a team.
We need more. It's a group project. It is a group.
Hold your friends accountable.
And we are in the fourth quarter of the year. These months are flying by, mm-hmm. and we have a goal to reach, okay? We are 115 away from our goal. Or is it 215?
115.
115 away from our goal.
Do your part.
So let's read our review of the week. Then first of all, I just want to let you all know, these ratings and the reviews, they really help the show, okay? Yeah. If you want to see us progress, help us out. Otherwise, you want to see us stuck.
And get out, because you ain't no friend of ours. It's giving hater. If you don't leave a review, it's giving hater.
Yeah. So let's read our review of the week. This comes from Bucks Baby.
Okay.
I think it's Bucks Baby. Homegirl vibes for real. I love this podcast. Listening to this podcast weekly truly is like catching up with some homegirls at the end of a long day. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing, but sometimes it's that real gut kick needed to get me right. Brittany and Jeremy are friends in my head for real. Keep up the great work, ladies.
We will. Thank you for leaving.
That's what we're here for. We keep up the great work, and you guys keep up the great ratings and the reviews.
Yes. Thank you for leaving that. Those kind words.
We appreciate it.
And if this show ain't for you, just go quietly. We've said that before. We're not asking for your rating and review.
The door's right there.
Just go.
The door's right there.
Another way to support and tell us that you love us is by joining us over on Patreon. So this week, y'all, Brittany spilled a lot of tea.
I laid it all, left it all out on the table.
She put it all on the altar. Yeah. She talked about her gaslighting story. Y'all know she was in a relationship, child,
mm-hmm.
for the better half of the year, majority of the year. And no longer a ting.
I'm no longer in it.
And it's a lot of tea. We peeled back some layers.
We did.
And to make a long story short, the nigga was in sheep's clothing. He was a wolf. And if you want more of that story, it's available
for you. And I took
accountability
for my part in it, too.
You did. Good for you.
I played a part.
She did. And if you're interested in the story, please go over to Patreon. It's one that you won't want to miss.
You won't. The girls were like, Brittany.
Yeah, I know. It happens to the best of us. So get over there. Let us know if you've ever had an experience like the one that she shared. We really would. We're really interested to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's.
And we also have our affirmations that drop this week, honey.
Yes. We are starting our new series today, mm-hmm. and our affirmations are centered around attracting love.
Period.
So,
what is our new series?
Our new series is...
Hold that thought, because I got to tell them about what we wrapped up our last series. How we wrapped up our last series.
Not yet, though.
Really?
No, we're not there yet. We're still on Patreon. I was just saying that.
Oh, I thought you were about to take it there.
No. I'm going to shout out the patrons.
Shout them out, baby.
So, our new patrons this week... Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah.
Rihanna,
I'm glad you're here, girl.
Ariel.
Hey, Ariel.
Jasmine.
Allie, what's good?
And Brianna.
Hey, Brianna. Gang.
Yes.
Okay? It's a gang. Once you join over there, it's gang.
Yes. So thank you all so much for supporting us over on Patreon. We really appreciate you.
Yes. It's good. It's good to have y'all.
So now you can talk about last week's episode.
Thank you. Last week, y'all, we wrapped up our Friendship Goals Reloaded series. Y'all know we love talking about friendship. It's our favorite thing to talk about. And we wrapped up 6 episodes.
Wow.
Six great episodes. And we concluded the series by talking about...
I'm kind of sad it's over.
I know. But it'll be making a comeback, I'm sure. We'll talk about it again because it's our favorite thing. But we wrapped up the series and we concluded it with an episode around the friendship pain points. And y'all loved it.
Yeah.
We talked about rekindling friendships. We talked about jealousy in friendships. We talked about... what else?
We talked about how to handle and what not to do when a friend has bad news, shares bad news with you. We talked about...
a multitude of things. A multitude. Anything that you can
think of. Some common pain points in friendships.
Yes. And a lot of y'all found resonance in it. We personally found resonance in it. We have a check-in that's coming up for Patreon that I will share a story about rekindling a friendship. Mm-hmm. The one that I've talked about here on the podcast. So I'm really excited to share my experiences with y'all and just kind of just work through it on the pod. So that was a really great episode, and friendship is, we're done with that. But if you didn't listen, go back and tap in. But we're here and we're doing a new thing.
So we are now in our new series, talking about dating. Mm-hmm. So we know about cuffing season, but before you can get cuffed, there's a draft, right? You have to pick the most eligible person to cuff.
Yeah. So this is
and
draft
as a person
season,
who was looking for someone to draft,
come on,
this is very fitting.
Yeah.
This series. So I know there's a lot of mommies out there who are dating, looking to start dating. And we are going to make sure we have empowered dating experience. We have some phenomenal experts that are going to come on and talk with us. Germany and I have some topics that we're going to cover together.
Yes, like we always do.
This is going to be fun. We are going to be leaving this series feeling like, okay, you know what? Dating might not be that ghetto. It does not have to be ghetto. I can have some good dating experiences and hopefully find a healthy, fulfilled, not hopefully, find a healthy and fulfilling relationship, period. If that's what you're looking for. If you just want to play around and date, you can keep doing that too. But me over here, I'm looking for something solid.
Yeah. As a rock.
So what are we talking about today?
Today, we are just having a candid conversation, a boozy conversation, because the girls are drinking 13% motherfucking pina coladas. Cutwater, if you're listening, send us some more. Okay? Send us some more. Our favorite is a margarita.
Cut the check.
But send us some more and send us some coin. But we are having a conversation about our dating experience. What we've just kind of candid. It's going
to
be fun.
Just to ease in. We can
storytelling.
It's storytelling.
Yeah. So you've already explained what draft season is.
Yes.
And that's picking the most appropriate, eligible bachelor. What are you personally looking for this draft season? Mm. What are you looking for in a fella?
Why does this happen? Well, if you're out there and you're listening, not
happy to be here.
I'm looking for somebody who is thoughtful.
Come on.
Honest, intentional, kind, giving.
Yes. I really like this draft season for you because it's a very intentional time. It's not just like you just happen to be out or you're just looking like, it would be great if it happened, showed up like that. Like, you know, like I wasn't looking and he just showed up at the mall or like in a place that's not, you know, you're looking for a relationship, right?
I mean, and that is still a possibility. Right. So when people present themselves, I'm still going to be looking at them, screening for these qualities.
Right. But I think it's very cool that you're in this actual like dating season of like, okay, this is what we're here for. This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. So like I said, thoughtful, mm-hmm. kind, considerate, intentional, grounded, mm-hmm. independent.
Employed.
Independent. That independent means employed. Whatever the self, yeah. legal,
yeah,
solid,
no PPE. Is that what it's called?
PPE? Yes, PPE. The PPE.
Yeah.
Or is it PPP? I don't know.
But no PPE loans.
Right.
Y'all know the ones we talking
about. We know
about.
What we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Someone that is just a gentleman. Did I say kind already?
You can throw it in again.
Sometimes I stumble across assholes and I'm like, be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. be nice. Mm-hmm. I don't like that asshole sarcastic.
I don't like that either.
I have a little sarcasm in me, but overall, like, don't be sarcastic with me. Be mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nigga. What else? That's what I'm looking for. Someone who's honest also. I have some integrity.
You've said that twice.
Period.
I really want honesty.
I really want someone who's honest and someone who's looking for the same things that I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Because that's important. Like, I want someone who's aligned. Somebody can be all those things and, like, you can just not be good timing. And yeah. it's like, God damn it. Like, you seem perfect, but you're not perfect because the alignment, like, the timing is off. I want us to just be on the same page at the same time. I don't want to have to coerce you, convince you. I just want it to be like, okay.
Vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, vibes. Period. I love that. So, I know you just recently got out of a relationship.
Yeah.
But what are some green flags that you look for?
Green flags. Someone who's not selfish. Mm-hmm. Someone who... quick to give but slow to take. What did life say? Slow to take and quick to give.
That's what he said.
Someone slow who's slow to take and quick to give.
That's
for
what
sure.
he said.
Someone who has solid relationships in their lives, mm-hmm. like long-standing friendships. Mm-hmm. You know, a new thing that I'm looking for. This is a new thing that I didn't pay attention to before. But someone who just has an adoration for women, not in a sexual way, just a general adoration, like really loves and respects women. Because I am coming across a lot of men who just don't. Like, mm-hmm. they like us for what we can give them. Like, they desire to be in a relationship with us. But there's a lack of respect, which comes out in other ways. So I am looking, a green flag for me would be someone who just respects and adores women, and you can tell by the way they show up for women mm-hmm. in a non-romantic, platonic way.
Yeah.
Because people can show up for you because they like you.
Yeah.
But I just want to see how you show up for women that you don't like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are a few. What are some for you?
Honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to catch you in no lie early, nigga. What the fuck? I don't want to catch you in a lie at all, but I really don't want to catch you early. Respectful. Mm-hmm. Someone who can listen. Who doesn't, like, cut me off or make me feel like my opinions aren't valid. Or, you know, like, somebody's always trying to tell you, like, well, on the contrary, like, nigga, hold on.
I don't like that either.
I don't want that.
Or like maybe a little condescending.
Yeah. And I think another, wait, these are green. Okay, because y'all about to
go to red.
Okay, it was
we're looking at the green, the good things.
Okay, the good things.
Yeah, because someone sometimes we overlook, it's easy for us to identify red, but sometimes we overlook the green.
I got some red too. Someone who has great communication skills. Mm-hmm. Someone who is very thoughtful, who thinks about me and puts not my needs first, but is anticipating my needs. I love someone who anticipates my needs, nigga. You know. And
I like my needs to be anticipated too. I hate to have to tell you everything.
I can tell you a few things, but I don't want to do everything.
I said everything.
Yeah, I don't want
to. It just feels good to be thought of.
Yeah, ahead of time.
Ahead of time.
Yeah.
I thought of you and
Or what can I do for you?
All of a sudden, I'm feeling moisture.
Yeah. Listen, put that drink down. I like a what can I do for you type of person, an act of service. How can I make your day easier?
Same, I'm an act of service queen.
So I love that. Another green flag would be the adoration for women, like have some pretty solid friendships with women. Not some ones that I can't gauge, though. I'm like, what you doing over here?
No.
Yeah.
Honest.
Wholesome relationship.
And it doesn't even have to be a friendship. Just people, just how some people just adore women.
Yeah.
And they just are gentlemen.
Yeah.
And speak highly of and just rude on and like, I love, you know, like, come on.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to argue with you about the black women's struggles. We fucking struggle. Why am I going debating back and forth with you about the struggles of a black woman?
Yeah.
And you don't want to believe me. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I'm standing here. And if I'm telling you, believe what I say.
Yeah. And someone who's a gentleman. Someone who's very chivalrous.
That is definitely a green flag.
A green flag for me. Open up the door, walk on the outside of the street. You know, just treat me like a precious jewel. Treat me like a gemstone. Mm-hmm. That's how I want to be treated. Those are green flags for me. Yeah, and call me. Beat me.
Call me.
call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
I like to talk on the phone.
Plan a date or a couple dates.
Plan dates for sure. Mm-hmm. Planning dates. Also consistency and eagerness to want to see me.
Yeah.
But also a green flag for me is someone who allows me to be autonomous and doesn't feel like... that I don't feel like it's putting pressure on me if I don't always want to hang out. Because I do want to hang out frequently, but I also want to not hang out sometimes.
Yeah, and that's fair.
Yeah, so I want to feel like, you know, if I have something come up.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be no tea
okay.
if I can't
It's
go.
No tea. It's not like attitude or, you know, it's like, yeah. you know, just mm-hmm. let me go out and be a butterfly, free butterfly sometimes.
The spreading of wings.
Yeah, and then I'll come back and then we'll be together.
The boomerang.
Period.
So what are your red flags?
Liars. Lack of integrity. Like, just end seriously. Like, a lack of integrity.
Do you want to give them a little preview of what happened in your last tea and let them go on a Patreon for more tea?
I just can't deal with a liar. Like, I just feel like I am a pretty communicative, open person. When I say open, I don't mean like open relationship, but I mean like open to discuss.
Yeah, of course. I don't think anyone thought open relationship.
You know, that can mean like, I'm open, I'm free, we can do whatever, just bring it to me. That's not me. I respect the people that are, but that's not me, and that's not nobody that I'm messing with knowingly. But the last situation was, there was a lot of lying, and that's just not cool with me, because I just feel like, why lie? We are adults. We all make choices, and we can easily remove ourselves from a situation if we feel like it's not working out or if you don't want to be here. But once you start lying, like, it's a dub. And in this last situation, there were lies in the beginning that I ignored that I should. Because that is a red flag, like a lack of integrity and respect. In the beginning, I should have been like, you know what? This does not feel good. I should have removed myself from the situation. However, I treated a red flag like a yellow flag. And yellow flags mean proceed with caution, but something like a lack of integrity for me, it's a hard stop. It should be a hard stop, but it wasn't a hard stop. It was a go on.
Yeah.
And I learned like, when it comes to something like integrity, that is a character.
You either have it or you don't.
It is, right.
You either have it or you don't. You cannot make a person be honest. You cannot make a person be someone of their word. You can't make a person have integrity.
You can't.
You can't make them care about how they're perceived or what they're doing when you're not around. Nigga, you either do or you don't. That's just it. That's just it.
Yeah, and I really care about integrity. Like, I care about how I'm perceived.
Mm-hmm.
And I just care about how I'm treating people, period, whether they know it or not. So that's a red flag for me. And if you want to know the whole story, I told it all. It's on Patreon.
Yeah.
Go over there, listen. But yeah, that is a major red flag for me. Lack of integrity, because it's like, why? Mm-hmm. Why? That's stupid. It's dumb.
Yeah.
And I refuse. So that, I feel like that's my number one red flag. Not being able to communicate, because I have been with someone who has integrity, but the, like, not being able to communicate piece makes it very difficult to progress. And I'm a communicator. Like, I'm able to vocalize how I feel clearly, I believe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I need that in return, because that's how you work through things and you grow. Like, not saying we always have to agree, but let's just talk about it and work through it. Another red flag would be arguing to be right. Like, why can't there be two opposing views or perspectives, and that just be it and we move forward? Like, I don't want to feel like I'm in a battle.
Right.
That chips away to me at the relationship, because it's like, now I feel like I'm with an opponent.
Right.
Instead of a partner.
Right.
So, yeah. What are some of yours?
Definitely a liar, someone who's dishonest.
Liar.
You a liar, a cheater, deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the car, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but ooh. Okay, I don't want no liar, deceiver, cheater, or heartbreaker, baby. Those are a few. And what I've noticed, a big one for me is, I cannot be with an introvert. No tea, no shade. No. Seriously, this is a red flag for me. It's nothing wrong with the person. It just doesn't align with who I am. It doesn't, it won't work. Just being honest. I love it. Each and every one of you out there. If you happen to be an introvert. But I'm just saying, for the type of person I am, who is extroverted, who likes to go out, who likes to have fun, who can appreciate having my partner do things with me that we got to go outside to do.
Right.
I don't want you to be the kind of person who's like, I don't really want to go. I have social anxiety. I don't want to be outside. I'd rather just be us two in the house, because that's not the type of time I'll be on. I don't. It's just a red flag for me. And I had that experience when I was dating somebody where they did say they had social anxiety. And I'm like, wow. Wow.
Wow.
And I can only stay inside and watch TV so long, because that's not my vibe.
I feel you, queen. You know,
think about all the things that it would require for them to come out. We have family functions. We have family night. We go out. I like to dance. I like to listen to music. I like to go to restaurants. I like to go to festivals. I like to travel. All of these things.
Well, they'll like to try. But yeah, I feel you.
But it'll be like, we got to do it just us together. Yeah, and it's like, what if there's a group trip? What if there's something I want to invite my friends to? It just becomes too restrictive for me. That's what I don't like, restrictiveness.
I know. And you know, sometimes it can be restrictive in the sense that they're making you feel restricted, because they're like, why do you always have to go out? But from my experience, it can feel restrictive even if they don't say anything, because it's like, I feel like a busier body.
Yeah.
Because there's always something to do and I always want to do it. And on the opposite, you don't, and you would rather be in the house. And it's like, well,
how do we meet in the middle? That means, and I don't like the sacrifice.
I don't like to sacrifice either. And I've learned that firsthand. I don't like that. I'm not fully an extrovert. I'm an ambivert. I like to go out and do things though. I like to go out and do things, basically. I do like to go out and do things. And I've been with an extrovert and I've been with an intro. Mm-hmm. And with the introvert, I found myself just not even asking if you want to come, because it's like, I already know you don't want to come and I am going to go. So
I've had that experience as well. And I felt like that was almost diminishing to our relationship and us being able to build and
to connect. Yeah, it's like a disconnect, because it's like, it kind of feels, I kind of felt like I was living a separate life, to be honest.
I don't like it. And then it's like, nigga, we together. Like,
I know.
People think I'm solo dolo because you're never present at things that you can come to.
I didn't mind being solo dolo, but I did kind of feel like I was living a separate life in the relationship, because it's like, when I'm in the house, like, I'm one way because we're in the house. I'm not a type of person who's wild acting. Not that I act wild outside, but no, you know what I'm saying?
Vibe.
I don't act the same way in the house that I do when I'm out. So it's like, if you see me on Instagram when I'm out, you probably are like,
this is a different person.
Who the fuck is this person?
Yeah.
You're not acting like this at the house, and it's because the activities are different.
Right, right. I mean, I was in a 10-year relationship where my partner, my person, the nigga I was with, was an introvert, right? He didn't want to really do nothing. And that's hard for me because I love the intersection of all of my relationships. I live for it. You know, I live for the intersect between my family and my friends, my relationship and my family, almost to where the shit is just, it's blended. It's just like, there is nothing. I love that piece. I love going out and linking and meeting and let's go on a trip and let's do, I love that. And to have to be in a relationship, because he wasn't a partner like that, right? But to be in a relationship with somebody who's just like, yeah, that's out for me. I don't want to do it. It can be stifling, because it's like, Now I can't do it because you don't want to do it.
Or I'm doing it without you and I would like
to. And that's not any fun. That's not living alongside one another.
Especially when it's something like a couple thing and it's like, hey, do you want to come with, this other couple's inviting us. Hey, do you want to come? And they're just like,
no, I don't want to go.
No, or you don't even want to ask them if they want to come because you know they're going to come and be looking like miserable or like, maybe they don't want to stay as long as you want to stay. And you're kind of like, let me know when you want
to
leave.
Trying to be appeasing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I also dated someone who was like, I don't want to go, but you can go. But like, how often are you going to go? Can you run it by me type vibe?
I'm not running nothing by you.
But then it's like, okay, well, you're not in this.
I get
you're
it.
Not
I
too,
get it.
You know, it becomes all of that. And it's like, brother, I want to go out. Then it's like, okay, I got to reserve half of the weekends for you because you don't want to go out and do anything that includes. It's too much, nigga.
Having somebody who's down for the ride would definitely make it easier. Yeah, it will make it easier for sure.
Yeah. So that's the red flag for me. Extreme introvertedness, socially anxious, socially awkward. Like, nigga, get in there. Get in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
We here. Get in there. Yeah, we here. And I'm not shaming anybody who has these experiences. I'm just saying what doesn't work for somebody like me who is more extroverted than introverted. I can appreciate being home and just needing the time to like rest and recover. I don't always got to be outside, but it's nice when you can be outside with your nigga and with y'all hand in hand.
I would appreciate an ambivert, somebody who might not be completely extroverted, but they can get out there. And have a desire to get out there with me and also provide some shit for me to get out there too. I don't have all the functions.
Yeah.
Present something for...
I'm tired of taking care of my goddamn self.
Prevent and provide some for me to do. Yeah. Come up with a plot for me to do with your people. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love it.
Period.
Okay.
So, we have a few.
Let's get it.
Let's get into it, okay? Mm. We're going to be talking about some of our... dating experiences.
Yeah.
First of all, let's just give
what you about to do.
I'm just gonna give this pina colada in the bucket.
She's giving it a review.
No, I'm just gonna say that I haven't been on many random dating experiences. Me dating random people is fairly recent. Most of the people that I have met have been like people that I have known to some capacity or like, you know, a link up or hook up that has been like that kind of eliminates some of the awkwardness and worst date type of experiences.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go forth and say that first.
But I am excited to live vicarious through you in this dating experience.
Oh my God. This girl is so pumped. Because of what?
Because the previous date experience was kind of cut short.
I know. I only went on a few.
Right. So it wasn't like we were gearing up for this like dating experience.
And then I got cuffed.
Yeah. So it's like I'm really excited to kind of go through this process and like weed through people and like have you chat and
hopefully
hear about
they're not horror stories because I cannot deal with no horror stories.
No.
And I've been a little nervous.
Why? Because niggas are crazy. I know. But there's also some like excitement around this unfamiliar territory. Like imagine going on dates, people taking you out, they're gonna be whining and dining you. Oh my God. No?
Stop like, acting so like fun. I've never been whined and dined before.
No, I'm not acting like that. No, I'm not. I'm just saying like to have it done frequently, come on. Mm-hmm. Like going on little dates.
I know, but also like I'm also not, let's just say this, also not really like a small talk wanting to go wine and dine by hella people. Like I would.
That's gonna make you get cuffed sooner than later.
Huh?
Yeah, you're gonna cut the dating experience short.
I don't try to cut it short. I want to find an eligible bachelor. I'm just saying I don't get hella thrills off of.
But what I'm saying is, you are gonna link up with somebody in that app, and y'all gonna be talking, and you're gonna be like, I just don't want to do small talk.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'm just hoping you let yourself be open to as much
I'm
small talk that's
myself.
Necessary.
I've been small talking with these niggas.
Perfect.
I've been small talking. Perfect. It's been small.
I love it.
I've been small, and I haven't even been tripping. I'm like, we want to small talk me? Hey, small talk. Let's small talk. But however.
Because that small talk turns into big talk with the right one.
I understand.
Period.
I get it. I get the recipe. However, I don't need to be small talking with 20 niggas.
No,
right.
Of course
right
not.
Now, it's kind of.
It's three. It's three.
Because I'm letting more in.
I love a roster.
I'm letting more in.
Getting, because some of those people are going to just naturally, progressively fall off.
Right.
And then it's going to be like, I feel your spot, nigga.
Period.
It ain't no tea. So, what's the best date that you've ever gone on? Mm. What's the best?
Let me think about this.
Mm. Cute.
The best date that I've ever gone on? Yeah. Gosh, does it count if it was an LTR?
No, it counts.
It counts.
Yeah. Was it like one of the first dates?
No.
Oh, y'all was already locked down in it?
It was a date.
You can talk about it, because maybe this is the kind of date that you would be looking for in the future, right?
Okay, this is kind of like a relationship type date, but like I said, I like experiences. I like people to be thoughtful. I like them to go all out for me. So usually it involves many steps. So I was told to pack a bag.
This is her favorite part.
That's
y'all.
Music to my ears. She like loves pack. This. I love surprises. Mm-hmm. I love something that's thought out. Like, if you're telling me to pack a bag, that means you already, like, orchestrated this and figured this out. Mm-hmm. So I was told to pack a bag, and I'm like, okay, pack a bag.
Yeah.
Say less. Bag is packed, baby. Mm-hmm. So my bag got packed, and I know some people do this with little flings, you know, off of Instagram. They be flying people out. Okay.
I don't know if I would be comfortable with that.
I would probably be shook. Like, you're buying me a ticket to where? Oh, my God, Germany, can you come?
I would need two tickets. That's what I would say. I actually need two tickets for this, buddy.
Can you come? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was told to pack a bag. I'm like, okay, so there's a stay being booked. And I'm like, okay, so what do I need to, like, what kind of clothes do I need to bring? I was told to bring, like, a dinner outfit and regular outfit. I'm like, okay, cool. What's up?
This probably had her wet. Ready.
Bag was packed. Outfits, you know, I have all my shit. I get picked up, and I'm noticing we're going down PCH. Anybody knows?
Tell the story, Brittany. Just tell the fucking story.
I feel like this was not the best. This was not the best day, but this was a good one. So anyway, we're going down PCH. I'm like, okay, so we're going to Malibu, period. Yes, I love fucking Malibu. I do. Mm-hmm. So then we're going through the hills, and I'm like, okay, where are we staying? Because this is not giving resort. It's not giving resort anymore. It's giving Airbnb. Mm-hmm. So we arrive at the Airbnb. Beautiful. I'm like, wow. So then we get there. I'm like, okay, I would have been okay with that. I'm like, is this all we're doing? Are we dressing up in the dressy outfit for the house? Like, yeah. What's going on? Then I was told to get dressed. We went to this fancy restaurant. I love a fancy restaurant. Mm-hmm. Then we came back to the Airbnb. When we got into the Airbnb, girl, there were roses and shit.
Oh, who did the roses?
I don't know. Oh, I guess the host. There were roses.
We loving it.
There was roses, and then there was a bag on the bed.
Oh, a gift.
From Saks.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, it's giving gift, it's giving dinner, it's giving roses. Now I have to perform.
Yeah, you already know. Now you're on a handstand. Now it's being presented on a handstand.
And that was it. But I'm just like, you know what? Be thoughtful.
Yeah.
I don't like, you know what? One thing I don't like when people say, I don't like feeling like people are coming up with the plans with me.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't like. Like, you already knew what was happening. Mm-hmm. Come up with something. Just tell me to show up, and then I can show up and I can be cute.
Yeah.
And we can enjoy the experience.
Yeah.
I like to be thought of, and I like things to be planned for me. So any date that involves planning, like, even if it's a small date, like, initiate and plan, I love that. Mm-hmm. Come, teach me, show me something.
Period.
What's the best date you've ever been on?
The best date I've ever been on, I think this was probably the second date that Andres and I had went on. And we went to Zinc, which is just local. He was like, oh, are you busy? Like, let's grab some dinner. But I have to work tonight. He was working at Lock and Key. Mm-hmm. He was like, I gotta work tonight, but I'd love to, like, just grab something really close by with you for the evening. I'm like, oh, it's not gonna be close by for me, but it will be close by for you, because, you know, I gotta trek in from San Pedro.
But we make it close.
Girl, I mean,
all of a sudden it's close.
A jump skip away. I will be there in 20. So I got dressed. We went to Zinc, had a great evening, a little dinner or whatever. And then we came back to the office, and it was set up very differently than what you're used to right now. They had, like, a basketball court in there. There was, like, a foosball or a ping pong table. Some shit. It was giving fun. I don't know. So he's like, you want to chill, like, for a little bit? You want to come with me to work? And, you know, I said,
hell yeah.
He was like, we could just chill here for a little bit. We went to dinner and then he'd have to be to work until 12. Because he wasn't DJing until 12. Yeah, but I was up all night.
Yeah,
baby.
You don't give a damn.
Alley cat.
One day this girl was somewhere at 5. I'm like, okay, so it's fuck your job.
I was at with Andres at
You know, there was a moment when I realized, girl, you need to get serious about your finances. I was looking at my credit score after getting denied for an apartment and I thought, okay, it's time for me to make some real changes. Whether saving for a big purchase or tackling debt, we all have had that point where we know it's time to make some serious money moves. And that's where Chime can help. With the Chime checking account, you can access features like no maintenance fees, fee-free overdraft up to $200, and even get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. Think about how frustrating it is when an unexpected expense causes you to overdraft your account. Those fees can add up fast, but with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees through SpotMe. And here's something special. Chime is all about community. You can even boost a friend's SpotMe limit, and they can do the same for you when you need it. Imagine joining millions of Chime members who are working on their financial progress with no monthly fees, access to over 50,000 fee-free ATMs, and the ability to get spotted on debit card purchases and cash withdrawals. It's financial progress with the peace of mind. Here's how it works. Once you set up direct deposit with Chime and have a qualifying deposit of $200 or more, you'll get notified to enroll in SpotMe. When you need it, Chime will spot you up to $200 and your next deposit will cover the balance. The best part, there are no fees or interest. So make your fall finances a little greener by working towards your financial goals with Chime. You can open your account in just 2 minutes at chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. To me, Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Close house in Pasadena.
Yeah, I know.
Slept for 2 hours, baby, and got back on the road. I said, got right back up. And went back. That's actually where we kissed first.
At his house?
At Joe's. It was like March 18th or some shit.
Not you knowing the date.
It was right into the pandemic. It was like 3 days into the pandemic. That started on the 15th. I went to Joe's on the 18th. Mm. They were recording a radio show and then it was just like.
Nothing like the first kiss.
So we went back.
Was it a French? Because that's how it starts off now. I'm like, oh God, your tongue's down my throat.
It was a soft kiss and then led to a French. Right. A French. Why do we call it a French?
I don't know, but I love him.
It was a Colombian kiss for me. Baby.
African kiss.
The Black American in Colombia.
Sure, get over here.
So we went back to the office. We chilled for a little bit. And he's like, you should come to work with me tonight. Like, just come. And I'm like, say less. I love to be behind the DJ booth. So like we went. I really do. I love that feeling. I love the feeling of being like,
a little party girl.
I'm like, hey.
You are crazy as hell. She said, I love to be back.
You know the vibe is just different. It's different when you're like.
I've never dated a DJ queen.
Nigga, you ain't got to ever date it.
To be behind the DJ booth, you have to date a DJ.
Nigga, you know what it's like when we are in the mix versus out and outside. Okay,
okay, but
outside
you say you love to be behind the DJ. Nigga. I don't love to be behind the DJ.
I love to be in the mix and not outside the bowl is what I'm saying. However you want to look at it, okay? I'm in the mix. So I love to be in the mix. So he's like, yeah, just come with me or whatever. He set up all his equipment. You know, I was back there the whole time. People were like, I want to make a request, girl. I was saying, no request.
Oh, my God.
He was, because he had already said, like, I do not like taking requests from people.
Most of them don't.
I was managing that night. They were like, bro, can you play? I said, there'll be no requests tonight. There are no requests. So it was just fun. I really liked the spontaneity. Like,
ooh, I forgot about a date I went on.
I just really liked that he was, like, inviting me into his world, like, so soon. And we had only been dating for a little bit, like together. So to be out together in the public and it being like this
that
a person
made me feel good.
Made my night.
It made me feel good. Like
it made my night.
I'm the one.
It made my night.
I'm the chick that's.
Did you want to tell the story about that other good date or no?
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll save it for myself.
But I will say another. Okay, so this date that I'm going to share next also happened with Andres. It's a best and a worst.
Okay, what happened?
So he was like, he's going to set us up for an activity, right? This was a flow
pool. Oh, I remember this. This was crazy.
So
the after when I just found out what you really were doing.
Yeah, he was like, he had text me or whatever. This was still the early part of March. And he's like, this was before, after the lock and key, but before the shutdown, the day after the shutdown, the day before the shutdown. This was March 14th. Dates on lock.
You knowing these dates?
Because you know the shutdown happened March 15th. Okay. Alicia had that fucking thing.
On the 17th.
That party. No. Leprechaun's Day. What is that called?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day was March 17th. She had the function on the 15th.
Okay.
And the shutdown, I mean, the function happened on the 15th. You get it, y'all. I know. It was a day before the fucking shutdown. So he's like, let's go to the float pool. Now, this is his jam. I don't know if y'all have ever been to a float pool or have something similar to this in your cities, but it's basically a small personal pool that's probably like a 8 feet by 11 room, maybe a little bit bigger. But it's like a small little pool. They fill it with a bunch of salt so that when you get in, and the water is also the temperature of your skin. So when you get in, you can't feel the water. You're just floating. Right. It's supposed to be a very like zen like experience. They have some music playing. It gets completely dark in there, or you can have the light from the pool shining in on you. But it's a very like meditative experience, a nice time to like reset, relax. So he's like, yeah, let's go to the float pool. And I'm thinking, what? Mm-hmm. I've never done this. So the days leading up to, I'm like, how the fuck am I going to get in a pool of salt water? And my hair is like this. So I'm like, let me get on Amazon and get me what is that thing called?
Swim cap.
Because you're in your own room. We weren't in the same room together. And also, mind you, you're completely nude. You can wear a swimsuit if you want, but you're supposed to shower down. They have their individual. It's a nice, nice experience. You have your individual shower.
I need to go to that.
You would like
I've seen it.
You would like it. You shower down completely. They have all the soap. You have your personal shower. And then the next door is your pool. So we weren't together, but we were in our rooms were next to one another. So I said, he ain't gonna see me, so I need to get a swim cap, so I could cover my hair. So, y'all, I get a shower cap off Amazon. I try it at home, and I'm like, it's gonna fit, whatever. I get to the motherfucking float pool. It was a mess. So, I shower down. I get in the water. I have this shower cap on, the stocking cap, whatever this thing is, swim cap. And it doesn't seal at the back part of my hair. Because you have to have an extra, extra large to fit all your hair and create a seal. So I get in there and I'm like, okay, let me experience. Let me get into the moment. And I lay my head in that water and I'm floating for a little bit. Y'all, I felt that little bit of water creep up my back of my scalp. I said, hold on. Hold on. I sat up so fast.
Black people.
This is actually what I'm not doing. So I fucked with that cap for a little bit. I was pulling it down, trying to create a seal, moving my hair around. Laying back, feeling water. I said, no. At that point, I sat up and crossed my legs, y'all.
When Andres told me that you were sitting.
Indian style, baby. Crisscross applesauce. It went from Indian to black style. I said, it's giving. I said, I'm not sitting in this motherfucking water. My hair had gotten wet enough.
Did you get into a meditative?
Never. I never transitioned into the meditative state. I was awake. I was woke. I said, I couldn't even turn that water on.
Shut.
I was like sitting there with my eyes closed. I tried.
Germany.
Once I was crisscross applesauce, I said, it's
the black hair. The black hair keeps us from so many experiences.
It does. But I said, no. I'm not leaning back here and letting my hair knowingly get salt water in it. I'm just not. So I sat up, y'all, and I had my legs crossed, literally crisscross applesauce. I'm like, Lord, let this end. Because after they put a timer on it. So when it does, it kind of like the music kind of goes down. The lights gradually come up. And then you exit, completely rinse off, and then get yourself ready. I was so thankful that shit was over. I said, I am not doing another pool. So then after we were done, they have another separate room that you can go into. They have tea set up. You can just relax, decompress before you just completely go back out into the world. Because it's a very quieting experience.
Right.
So we met in the little room. He's like, so how was it for you? Did you love it? Because he loves it. And I was like, it was amazing. I was like, that was so nice.
Oh my God.
Little does he know I was in there fucked up.
He knows now.
He knows because I had to tell him later. We were making tea. I'm like, that was great. That was, thank you for the experience. I just.
Well,
was,
you sat up not trying to get your fucking hair wet.
Period. And my hair was still wet. So then I'm like, thank you, you know, for introducing me to that. That was just something I've never tried before. And I just can't wait to. He's like, yeah, perfect. I can totally set this up for us again. I was thinking, please don't.
Right.
Bring somebody else. Bring a friend because I don't want to come in here again. So luckily the pandemic happened. We never went back. But that night I took that damn shower cap off, that wet swim cap. Y'all, my hair was wet at the end. We hugged at the end of the night and my fucking hair was wet with salt water. That he had a black sweater on that we hugged. And he was like, I was wondering where all this salt water came from because it was on my hair. And then I went out the next day and my hair was a mess. My hair was a mess with salt water. So it was a best and a worst because it was a, I really liked the new experience. And if my hair didn't have me in shackles and bondage and a chokehold, I could have really like enjoyed it. But, and let me tell y'all something else.
What?
I had gotten a fresh wax at the top of the morning.
What, was it burning?
Bitch, you have to, the thing is with the float pool, if you have any open pores or cuts or burns, they advise you to put Vaseline. They give you a little Vaseline to,
I didn't do it?
No, I did.
Oh.
But I said, Lord, protect my coochie lips. Because I'm fresh off this. I said, you know, I just got waxed. He was like, just slap a little. We hadn't fucked yet, though.
You were prepared, though.
1 week later. Cue the 1 week later. It was going down.
What's the worst date I've been on?
It was only the worst because I was just like, this is terrible. Like, what the fuck?
The worst date I've been on was my own fault. It had the potential to be a beautiful date. And I really, this was a good guy.
What'd you do?
A good guy and a fine guy.
Is this someone on it? Is this a story I know?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
So.
Oh, you fucked it up. She fucked it up. I know exactly where she's going. She fumbled the bag.
We had been on a few dates. They were great dates, like going out. We went out drinking once. We went out like dancing at the Blind Barber.
I don't know. This is not something I know.
Which one you think I
fucked? I thought you were talking about when you were like, yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Oh, I fucked that one up. I got to do better.
Yeah, you have to. I have to,
honest. I have to do better. I have to do better. It's because, you know what? The thing is, because I'm a person of integrity and honesty, I do not do good with juggle. I don't do good with juggle. And it's, when I say juggle, I mean a slight
playing of sorts. I know this story that you're talking about, too. Where you were like, I gotta go be all weird.
I used to get tickets to games, like Lakers games and Clippers games. And I was talking to someone, and I'm like, we were talking, and I'm like, I got tickets. You want to go to the game?
He was
like,
love to have an offer, an offering.
This is my offering,
King. Let's go.
I'm like, I have tickets. You want to go to the game? He was like, yeah. So I go to his house. He's driving us to the game. You know, we are having a good time. Vibing, like we have been on a few dates at this point, so this was like maybe the third, I think. And so we get to the game, and you know when you're at the game they have like the little kissing cam, and he's like, so when the kissing cam come on, what are we gonna do? And I was like, let me just say, I should not have been on this date.
No, you should not have.
Now I'm gonna leave it at that. I shouldn't have been on it because I was entangled.
The liar cheater.
I was entangled.
The liar and cheater.
I was entangled, but I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be entangled. I wanted to be where I was, but I was not doing it the right way, dummy.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I am a person of integrity.
You are. You are. But in that moment.
In that moment, I players fuck up too. I slipped.
Because
I was trying to stumble into that, but I was not fully disconnected. Anyway, so we're at the game, and he was like, so when the kiss, what do you want to do? And I was like, I don't know. I think I said, I don't know, I don't like the cameras or something like stupid. Because in real life today, 2021, I would have been like, kiss, duh. What do you mean? Like something like that. Kiss me.
It's giving forward,
kiss
baby.
Kiss
Come on over here.
Kiss me.
You know what Prince said.
Kiss.
That's what I would have been saying. Kiss with a lisp.
So we're at the game and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. The cameras make me
weirdo.
Dumb.
Weird.
anyway, we're enjoying our game. We got our food. You know, we're watching a game, blah, blah, holding hands, walking through the little tunnel. If you've been to the Staples Center, you got to, like, walk through the tunnel, little thing against the parking lot, holding hands, cupcaking. And my phone's being blown up. Why my phone wasn't on do not disturb?
I don't think that was a thing at the time.
Was it?
No, this was a long time ago. Do not disturb just made his entry like a few years back. This was a long time ago. You would have had to put it on airplane mode, which is even scarier.
I'm not good at this because I don't like, I'm nervous. I'm scared of getting caught. I'm like, this is, you know, a game. So many people are here. Mm-hmm. I'm with some people know the vibe with me. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just was shook. I was shook. And he was being a nice gentleman. Like, we were on a date, holding my hand, you know, yeah. With the, period.
Doing all the things that he should have been doing.
Joe, yeah. All the things your man won't
come
do.
Come on. Ooh. T.
No, really. Not, but period. So, I'm acting like a weirdo because.
Yeah. Yeah. You were.
I was acting like a weirdo. And afterwards, after we left the game and we got back to his house, he was like, you know, not wanting to end the night. And me being the fucking nervous person am, nervous as fuck. I'm like, my phone's blowing up. I need to solve this. I'm like, I gotta go. That was a worst date because of me. Like, I really ruined it. Mm-hmm. It had the potential to be a good thing. I should have been completely available, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I fucked it up. And when I did become available, I tried to do like a rekindle, and it was a dub.
Yeah, he had found his Mrs. Right. Yeah, it happens, but it's okay. It was a dub,
and I was sick.
Yeah,
I was sick. I'm like, oh my God, how could I fumble?
I know, you do that a lot. You do. She does. This next go around, listen, I mean, hopefully there's not any of that.
There's none of that. I'm free and I'm available. I'm 100% available.
Period. Okay, because, you know, I'm like, act like a player. Come on now. If you playing this game, act like
it. No, I don't want to play those games.
Nigga, you know the game I'm talking about. You know what you did last time. Come on, act like, come on, get some wits about you.
Last time was stupid because I didn't need to be having integrity there.
Still, okay, so have you ever asked anyone on a first date? What have you made the first move? Have you...
When you say the first move, like, see somebody out and be like, hey, what's your number?
Nigga, however you want to interpret it.
Okay, I've never done that.
Yeah.
But I have initiated the first date.
Cutie? What was that like?
So before I... Well, you know what? It was slightly after I fumbled a bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was.
I felt like I needed to because I have fumbled a yet another bag. I am. So what do we feel like? Do we tell guys that we're in relationship? This is sounds so fuck, girl. Sounds so fuck.
Okay. For context, so fuck,
girl. I don't want to say it anymore.
You don't? You don't want to talk about it? If you don't want to talk about it, we will leave it on.
Let's not say the whole thing. Then we're about not talking to spell about it all.
So we can say about
the time that I initiated, but don't go saying too much.
So we're not giving context because you were going to say, so aren't we telling guys? Are we? They need context. So if we're not telling, we're not talking about it. Just tell about when you initiated.
Okay, so the first time that I initiated, because I got to be careful.
The pivot.
The first time that I have initiated a date, I was just talking to a guy, cutie, and I'm like, we should go here.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yes.
Pull up. And he was like, yeah.
You did. You
said
that.
And pulled up and we had a great time.
Girl, I have the pictures to show it. I wish I could put them on Patreon.
In videos. Oh, you can. You can put them on
Patreon. Oh, you guys are going to die.
Put them on Patreon.
I will. Oh, my God. I have some film.
I don't know. I'm scared now. I don't know who's on Patreon.
It doesn't matter.
It was a good time, honestly, truly. I had a great time.
It was so cute. The vibes were there, y'all. They were giving dirty wine.
Save the Last Dance.
It was very much so giving Save the Last Dance. I'm looking through. Oh, my Lord, y'all. So cute.
Let me see.
You know, the picture I took of you, too.
Oh, God.
You guys look so cute. Y'all, they look like they have been together for years. They look like they were been together for years. I have some dancing footage of them from the night that he pulled up to the event. And it was just such a vibe. He had his little hand on her waistline.
That's the first time I've ever done that, though. I usually let people initiate with me.
But it was so fucking cute. I just said,
"Damn, do you want to come?"
And he pulled up, y'all, and he was giving her the energy. I'm gonna find it. I have the footages right here. I'm actually looking. Yes, y'all will get it.
I don't know. Let me approve it.
No. It's already been approved. You already said I could.
No.
I will put it on Patreon.
Germany.
I already did. It's three second clips.
Let me approve it.
I will put it on Patreon. It's just the cutest thing that y'all have ever seen. If y'all have ever talked to him or if you're currently talking to him, don't tell us. We don't give a fuck. The moment already passed. The moment passed. It was a moment and it's done. But it was so fucking cute. And I loved it. I was like, damn. And I really think you should at least send him the photo. It's so cute.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, like, damn, summer was a vibe. Period. You don't need no other body. It's giving me something.
Have you ever?
Never. I've never.
Never.
Never. Mm. Never. But,
Would you?
Yeah, I never have it. I'm scary. I probably would not be like, he didn't ask me out. And then it just will die. I'm sure. I wouldn't. I'll flirt with you, baby, but you gotta initiate it.
I don't know what got into me.
I love that, though. That was cute. That was cute and new, and it was very exciting, and he came, and it was a vibe. He was also receptive to, like, pulling up, because you had invited him previously. This is another thing.
Oh, I did. I had invited him previously. I had invited him out previously, and I flaked.
She had to redeem herself in many ways. So I think that was also kind of like an invitation for him, because you had invited him previously and because you were like, yeah, I just didn't go. It made it a little easier to be like, pull up again. Like, I'm going to be here at this place again. You should come, you know, as opposed to just like, y'all never have gone out on a date and then you're like.
Yeah, but I'm done with that.
Oh, shit. She's done.
I'm done. I've been letting these men
slide.
No, initiate with me.
Oh, I love that too.
That was a thing, and it was good. I had a good time. But however, I'm back into
femininity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm back into my femininity. You need to tell me.
What are your thoughts about paying for a date? Have you ever paid for a date with a man?
If we're in a relationship, yeah.
Never paid. Just going out, getting to know one another.
No.
Have you? I didn't pay, but I think I have. I have paid. But
in the dating stages?
In the dating stages, mm-hmm. As it was very new and like I had already been on multiple dates with the person. I'm like, I got it tonight. I got it. Don't worry. Cause you know what? I also be needing these men. I don't know if it's something about me. I hadn't been able to lean completely into my femininity until my current relationship. So I was still operating out of a space of like, nigga, I'll flex on you too type vibe, which I know that's not healthy, but also like, I got it. Like, it's no tea. And after we had gone on so many dates, I was just like, oh, it's on me tonight. King.
Okay. So in the past, like, if I've gone out for drinks, like, I'm recalling a date where that I went on and we were out for drinks and he had bought, like, two rounds and then the third round, I was like, I got it.
Cute.
But I've also, like, so when I was, like, getting back into the dating, like, some dates that I were going on last year before I was, like, in a ting.
Love lockdown.
I had went on a date with someone. This was, like, our third or fourth date, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. And we had went out to eat, and then, like, he put out his card, and I put out my card, too, so we split it. But then I said, I'm not pulling out my card no more.
What was your thoughts about that? What were your thoughts about that, splitting it? Like, what moved you to do that?
Because we had been on so many dates, and he had been paying.
Mm-hmm. I think that's totally fine, too. If you feel moved to, not because
I'm like an 80-20. Type of girl.
Yeah.
You pay 80% of the time and I'll pay 20. That's usually how I operate, like, yeah. in or out of a relationship, like, because I like to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. But I understand, like, you know, the economy we're in. I know some people are like 100%, I'm never pulling my card out, and I get it. But I'm like an 80-20. Like, 80% of the time you can mm-hmm. take care of it, and the 20% of the time then I'll take care of it.
I'm probably closer to like a 60-70.
60-70.
Like 60-70% you can do it.
Okay, I'm like 60-70. Hold on,
honey. I didn't even add the math ain't mathing. Right. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Like even in dating situations, I think because I'm so empathetic, I have to like figure out how to detach myself from that, cuz I'll be like, "Oh, I know how it is too." And I would want, it's hard for me to lean in and let somebody completely take care of things.
I get it, but I want to be ultimately I know that I want to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. I will be taking care of you too.
Period. That's just that on that.
But ultimately, I do want to be taken care of. Like I do.
I've been getting better with that. Even in my, it's such a relearning and unlearning process. Like it's very hard to just be like, to resist the urge to want to take care of myself. Cause that's how I figure, like, don't worry, I got it. Don't worry, I could do it. No, don't worry, you know. And like, even for example, Andres and I went out on Wednesday night, and he like got our Uber there and had bought our drinks and everything. And I was like, when it was time to go back, I was like, he was looking, get in the Uber. And I was like, I got it. I already ordered the Lyft. And it was just like something in me that was like, I have to do something tonight because you've already done enough. Like,
instead, you know, of just relaxing.
I know. And I cannot.
I would be like, I remember one good date that I went on. Like we went on a date. It was like an odd day date. Like we went bowling. We went to dinner and we went to the movies.
Yeah.
And it was, I was having a great time. We had a good time. But he said he wanted to take me on a date. He was like, we haven't been out in like a couple of weeks. So I want to take you out. Mm-hmm. And so we did those things. And I'm like, thank
Let's
you.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was good. And it was, and I mean, a part of me was like, dang.
A lot has been spent. A check has been spent.
A check was for sure spent, but yeah, at the same time, you're taking me out.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know. I'm working through it. I'm working through it. Challenges.
Have you ever been ghosted before?
Yes, nigga. What? You know I have.
When did you get ghosted?
Around my birthday a couple years ago. The one who got married.
Oh, you did get ghosted.
You see, y'all? You see how fucked up that sounds? Yeah. It wasn't a ghosting of the complete situation. It was more like the incremental ghosting where I'm like, nigga, where do you go at certain points of the weekend? Like, where the fuck do you go? And I've talked about that on Patreon about being gaslit.
We just talked about that, the ghost, how she got ghosted.
Yeah, and I was gaslit. So, I mean, you can definitely listen to the full details story over there. But basically, I was dating somebody. We were having a lot of fun throughout the week. Literally the week, like a Monday through Thursday type of vibe. And then nigga, every Friday, Saturday, he would disappear. Really, it was like Saturday, Sunday. He would be around Monday through Friday. And then Saturday to Sunday, he would just be gone and then reappear on Monday. And I'm like, dog, where do you go? Are you in a cult? Who do you worship? Who do you serve? I need to know.
Who is your God?
Who is your master? I gotta know. And I was just like, dog, I don't like the way I feel with this situation. It was just really weird. So it was like ghosting me in small doses that I just could not handle. But I've never been in a like full situation and they just disappeared. No. What about you?
No.
Thank God.
But I have, no.
But you have what?
I was gonna say I have ghosted, but I haven't. I've never completely ghosted. I've more like breadcrumbed.
I, too, have breadcrumbed.
I've breadcrumbed, and I guess I need to do better at that. I kind of feel like I've breadcrumbed recently.
Oh. Oh, you did. You did. But that was rightfully so.
What? What you talking about?
Well, who we seen on Instagram on the birthday post.
Yeah.
I feel like that was reasonable. And he never reached back out and was like.
No, he keeps.
Oh, you need to probably say I seen.
I don't know how to say that. I don't know what
I happen to see you on a nigga mutual person's.
But it's like, that's not my business, you know?
No, you seen it. You don't have no control over who you follow. Just be honest. I would have been like, dog, I seen this. I can't. And it makes me, as a woman of integrity, I would feel bad talking to you knowing what I know. And then you can give him the opportunity to explain himself if there's any explaining to do, or just be like, oh, okay, I feel you, and then move on. Mm-hmm. I would say something.
I had just took, okay, should I tell him?
Yeah, tell him.
So, there was a guy that I was dating, I guess.
Yeah,
I was dating. We were dating. And I chose up, so I wasn't dating him anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I was not dating anyone, so I decided to reach back into my satchel and pull him from the dead. And he was...
To resurrect these bones.
And he was receptive, and I'm like, okay, you know. Hey, glad you came back around, basically, because right. I had kind of breadcrumbed, ghosted. Yeah. Not ghosted, but breadcrumbed him because I decided that I was going to pursue something else. Yeah. So anyway, you never know who's listening to this shit.
It doesn't even matter. It's our shit. These are our experiences. And that's something also that I want to disclaim. These are our experiences. It's not about being right. It's not about being wrong. It's not about slandering anybody. But this is our life.
I'm not slandering anyone. I'm just exposing myself.
I know. But the thing is, I'm saying this is our life that we put on this fucking airway every week.
If you could see the video, you would see me looking like a puppy.
This is our life. So it's okay.
So anyway, I'm like, you know, you go through the Rolodex. Uh-huh. And you start hitting these niggas.
The Rolodex.
The Rolodex. So I'm like, hey. You know, yeah. The hey stranger vibe.
Yeah. Hey, big head.
So we're communing, conversing, you know, exchanging energy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, this is an option. I'm on Instagram. Like normal, you know, you go through your stories and there's someone that I follow who I don't even know, but she does hair. And I'm like, I follow her because of that reason. And I'm just looking at her story and I see the nigga who I pulled from the dead on her story presenting birthday material to another woman.
Not birthday material, a cake.
But I'm saying it was birthday content.
Yeah.
And it was giving like couples vibes. And I'm like, what are the odds that I stumble up on this and I was not looking? I don't even know that they know each other. I don't even know her.
Yeah, the connection.
And you were on her story, you know, kikiing. And I'm like, whoa. So immediately I'm like, this is a sign because I didn't ask for this. This is a sign that I just need to remove myself. I didn't even inquire, like, are you?
Yeah.
Because honestly, truly, if he is, he rightfully so, because I'm the one who came from nowhere, you know, just rekindling. So it's not like you were just.
But he would still be in the wrong because of the conversation that he was holding with you. And I'm like, give him the opportunity to say what it is or what it isn't. Now, the fact that you know, if he said anything other than the truth, it's like a liar.
I know, but I never inquired. I never asked him about it because I was just like, you know, whatever. I saw what I saw. No biggie. But I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I will.
If he's been hitting you up consistently, you got to say something.
No, we don't talk that much because I don't be really responding.
I know, but you got to say, if I've been short, this is why. Like, I just want to be honest because you fucking resurrected yourself into his life. So it's like, you don't know what his experience with her is. So it's like, if I've been a little short after reaching out to you, this is why. I just want to be completely honest. This is what I seen. And I'm not saying it's wrong.
I'm so tired of seeing stuff.
I know. This is what I seen.
The shaky voice.
This is what
I'm.
Hey.
R.I.P. my mental health. No, that didn't kill my mental health, but fuck. I didn't want to see nothing.
I know, but you seen it. So in efforts to just be completely honest and transparent, this is what I seen. This is why I'm being short, nigga. Where do you stand? Because we can stop hitting each other
that
up.
That was so long ago, though.
It really was not. It was like 2-3 weeks ago. Stop it. It really was like 3 weeks ago, max.
If he hits me again, I will, but I shouldn't hit him and say it.
No. If he hits you, then definitely open the conversation up. So
I haven't been ghosted.
Yeah.
And I haven't ghosted, but I have done a little bit of a breadcrumbing.
Yeah, I think we all do that. I've had my experience with that too. And it's just, baby, I breadcrumb you to a whole loaf of present. Hey, it happens.
Hey, were you like wheat or white?
Right, exactly.
Wheat or
sourdough.
White.
So final question before we head out. What do you think about sex on the first date, a little intercourse on the first date, mommy?
I've never done it.
Are you opposed?
I don't think I could. It's not really my style.
How many days gotta come? Because,
I've done it after, I think, 3.
Oh, she's feisty. Let me touch those nipples.
Or four, maybe.
Okay.
Excuse that was the me? Quickest.
Shit. What Black people love to say shit. Shit. I'd say 3 or 4 dates, too.
But you know what? Now, this is a thing with me.
What?
I need to have some time to assess who, what's really going on. And I know that people can put on a front for a long time. But I get attacked. I get emotionally attached. So to protect myself, there needs to be some time. I'm not a hit it and quit it. Like, oh, we just, you know, I just had to get mine.
No, I cannot.
I'm not. I just had to get mine and I can move on. Dog. Because
I don't need because to get mine
once,
from you.
Once that happens, yeah.
You are my boyfriend.
I'm expecting follow-ups. I'm expecting frequent communication. I'm expecting frequent all the things. And if it's not that, I'm going to be
tight,
crushed.
Tight. Yeah, I'll tell y'all.
I'm going to be tight. So just to be honest with myself, I've never been hit and quit.
That has never happened.
I've never been hit
book.
And quit before.
The hit and quit would just put me in shambles. I couldn't move forward. I would be.
I barely can do a hangout and quit. Like, quit. You don't love it here. So if we took it that far, I would be like, wow.
Yeah. I was so weird the first time Andres and I had intercourse. I told you I was so weird.
And he told me and you told me.
It had already been four or five dates. Yeah, I'm saying it here. It was like 4 or 5 dates. Oh, spread out over a course of like, you know, we met each other in January and the full fuck was happening in March. So a couple months.
The quickest for me has been met in November.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking December.
And that's okay. I was so awkward. I was like, do you do this with everybody? He was like, what? Nigga, do you do this? I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you do this?
I gotta say this. Espanol? I don't even know how to translate it, but nigga, I'm about to start signing. Do you do this with everybody? Do you meet people, come to their house and fuck them?
Who would
them?
Say yes?
Exactly, but I was so awkward. I was like, huh, is it gonna be weird after this? I do not want it to change. I cannot be mature about sex.
Yeah, I have an immature relationship with really sex, which is why, honestly, truly, we need to be damn near serious.
And that's when I knew he was my boyfriend. I'm like, oh, you gonna come around to the idea, but we are actually together. Don't give this away to anyone else. Because you, my friend, are mine.
Well, the thing is, you know why? Because the thing is, I'm not somebody who, I guess I'm just not super sexual to where I feel like I need to have it to get a fix off. It's like I'm having this to build like intimacy.
Same.
So if we're not taking it there, we don't have to take it there. Like we can hang out, we can converse.
Because I don't got to just
that would be a nice cherry on top. But I'm for me personally, it's not something that like I just
need dick. I too do not.
So that keeps me away from like those kind of escapades.
Yeah.
And so I've never smashed on the first date. Also, I'm not really an initiator of it. So I on the first date, bitch, I can barely handle it. It's a real holy feel.
I would be like, whoa, holiday.
If somebody tries to have sex with me on the first date, call me childish, but I would probably be like, this is all you wanted me for.
I too would feel the same. And honey, this pussy is not up for that. You got to stay around if you want to get this. This not the way I be on my feet riding. I'm not about to be doing that. On the feet, it's different. I'm on my feet.
I've been on my feet.
And I'm not being on my feet for any old body. I'm not doing it for any old body. I'm not. So get in here and stay.
Yeah, me either.
Sit down. Stay a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that'll ever change.
Probably not. God. We too old at this point to be doing a fuck on the first date unless chemistry is just booming. Booming, baby. And
I have yet to feel. I felt like, ooh. Yeah, I'm going to save some stuff for myself. I'm going to save something for myself or maybe Patreon, but. Yeah, I'm going to just save it. I'm going to save it.
Save it.
I'm going to save it. Okay.
Y'all, this has been fun.
It has.
We're so happy that we kicked off the series this way. We have, like you mentioned, Brittany, some amazing guests who are going to come on and help us through this draft season period. It's going to be really fun, really exciting. We're going to be re-empowering ourselves and reclaiming our dating experiences. And it's just going to be a vibe. So hopefully y'all love this episode. Share it with your homegirls. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Put it on your Instagram social platforms. Follow us over on social. We really appreciate it.
We do.
And we will see y'all next week. Love you. Bye.